TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Can you guys see beyond the camera?
No. Nope. Is your camera on?
Well, no, but the little green light, there it is.
Is it Kirk? Is Kirk camera on?
The little green light that it's like recording stuff is on, which is unnerving.
Oh.
That's the government. Yep. Get out of the house. They're coming for you. Find Gene Hackman.
There we go. All right, I think it's gone. Anywho. Okay.
So are we ready to do this or what? Oh my God.
Tim, stop being fucking ridiculous.
No! Not today, not ever!
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh. And record it, so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, Noah and I see Venom, and we talk about it. And Andy finally sees it, and he talks about that. And in between, a lot of other crazy horseshit. But when you hear this sound...
like a bird in the wind.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome.
I edited it out, but there was like a 5-minute pause in between me saying that and them saying that.
No, it was not a 5-minute pause. Tired exaggeration?
The devil you say.
The nipple I say?
The devil you say.
Oh, okay. I'm Tim, the T in the devil you say.
I'm Andy, the A in nipple.
I'm Noah, the N the devil you say in...
Satan? Hey, there's a tan in Satan.
Could it be Satan? So yeah, we're here once again.
Let's do a tan laugh while we're sitting here sitting at our dicks.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Listen, I need to find out what's programmed inside this. What? Stop it.
No, yeah. let's just call it a week. We've done all we can.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting real tired of America's shit, so... Yeah.
I feel like Andy's got some things to say.
Nope.
Andy?
Nope.
You, Andy...
You'd... Stop egging him on. Let's do this fucking tan laugh. All right, this tan laugh. Shut up. Shut up. This tan laugh is from Grace.
Andy.
Shut the fuck up.
What do you got to say?
Shut up.
Grace got something to say. Go, Grace.
Come on, Andy. Let it out. It feels better.
All right, this is where I drop Noah's audio and just pretend like he's not talking.
All right.
I'll postpone on it.
Hi, guys. So I've done this is from Grace. She says, "Hi guys, so I've done stand-up comedy a few times at a show my friends throw called Polly's Picnic. The audience at these shows are filled with friends and family and people I wouldn't want to tell certain jokes in front of, so I'll send you guys them instead. You're welcome. / I'm sorry." So here's your first one. So when you eat a lot of bread, you get bloated. No, sorry. When you eat a lot, you get bloated. It's called a food baby. But if you have diarrhea, does that make it a food miscarriage? Ooh, that made me laugh a lot.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Oh, is a stool softener like a food plan B?
Sure.
All right.
Take this all the way. Yeah. Why don't you tack up your jokes with some more unfunny shit?
Okay.
Oh.
Ipecac is a food abortion. Because it induces vomiting.
We're with you, baby.
Okay.
I mean, are we with them, though?
In as much as I can be. You know, Mulan's last name was Fa, as in Fa Mulan. Her male name was Ping, so her male name was Fa Ping.
Okay.
Hope you guys are well. Much love. Number one redheaded Disney freak, Grace.
Fapping.
Fucking nailed that shit.
Oof. Nailed it.
Speaking of fapping, I think we're going to have the conversation with Drew. Not the fapping conversation necessarily, but, you know, the, like, birds and bees and whatnot.
Is he having sex?
No, he started asking questions, though.
Fucking all them.
He went upstairs to go potty and get ready for bed, and he started laughing. He's like, I can't go pee because my peep is hard and sticking up the wrong way. Like, okay, buddy, just flex your leg muscle. It'll go down.
Daddy, just rub it a little bit. It'll go down.
Daddy, why does it do that?
So you can fuck.
It's a good question, dude.
Why does it do that? I haven't figured it out yet. If you find out, let me know.
Yeah.
Google it.
Yep.
Make sure that safe search is off.
Drew, what's really funny about this is you are both the question and in some way the answer.
Why Truth. Does my peep get... or why does my peep stick up?
Yeah.
Let's try that. That's pretty much what he said. So what happens if you do Google that?
I don't know.
Why does my peepee stand up? It's first... D-d-d-d-d-d. If you call it your peepee, maybe we'll a little bit more find out all about this.
Is that what it said?
That's the first answer. It's one of those, like, it's like Yahoo Answers, but it's Quora.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Quora's good.
Better than Yahoo Answers, at least.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Ask Metafilter was, like, the best one, right? Or was a really good one? Or Metafilter? Is that what it's called?
I've never heard of either one of those.
Andy. You don't know what I'm talking about?
I know Metafilter. I didn't realize that there was an Ask Metafilter, or I've forgotten. You know, one or the other.
I think.
Two cylinder-shaped chambers called the corpora and cavernosa run through the length of your peepee. They have a maze of blood vessels, tissue, and open pockets. The urethra, the tube that urine and semen flow through, runs along the underside of them. In the spongy tissue of the corpus, spongosium. Two main arteries, one in each of the corporosa cavernosa, and several veins move blood in and out. The nerves relay messages to and from other parts of your body. That's just the first paragraph. This is from that same answer where someone said, why does my peepee stand up?
You should tell that to Drew and see how long he sticks around.
Yeah, I'll just send you the link and you can send this to him. You'll be all set. Parenting accomplished.
None of that is answering the why does it. That's the how does it a bit.
Fuck yeah, I said there was another paragraph. I just want to bore the listeners.
Okay. All right.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
But like that whole first paragraph is like how to construct a peepee from scratch.
He may need to do that one day.
I mean, if he's a plastic surgeon.
What if he has to MacGyver a penis for some reason?
Like a toad in the wind.
Thank you for sending us that link, Tim.
I said I was going to send it to you, baby.
No.
Share with Drew.
Don't, yep. And just read it just like he doesn't look at anything you send to Mandy.
Just do my best, Ben Stein. Bueller. Bueller. Corpus cavernosa.
Read it like it's Harry Potter, because that sounds very... It sounds like a spell.
Use different voices. Forgeticus!
I forgot Forgeticus.
Never Forgeticus.
That's because I cast a spell on you, Andy.
Me too, I guess.
Ironically, it was Obliviosa.
I don't think... We got some tan laughs back in August from... Leslie, do we? I don't know if we read these.
Give it a shot. What's the worst that could happen?
It's one. All right. I like Super Mario. He's like, I'm Mario. I'm an Italian plumber created by Japanese people who speaks English and looks like a Mexican. No? Did that ring a bell?
No.
Okay. Oh, there's two more then. She says, I saw these short jokes on a friend's Facebook, but I don't think either of us can take credit for them. Enjoy. I sprayed a mosquito with mosquito repellent, and now he'll never have any friends. Wow, that would trickle out the high five one.
I enjoyed that immensely. Just fuck that mosquito. I hope he never has friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have a bucket list. I have a shovel list. As a list of people I want to hit with a shovel. That's from Leslie. She's got no sign-off.
Number one ginger fan or whatever?
This one doesn't have a sign-off.
Oh, that.
Wonderful person for seeing his tan last.
I got a shovel list, too. It got longer this week.
Is she the one with, like, the 3-year-old toddler?
Yeah. Yeah. Newborn.
3-year-old newborn. That's what it was.
Yes. Yeah, 3-year-old.
Yeah, 3-year-old toddler is kind of redundant.
Yes.
Someone was saying, I don't know who this was, but they're like, when you get to a certain age, your bucket list turns from a bucket list to a fuck it list. Like, fuck it, I'm not going to do that. I'm like, oh yeah, that's kind of true. I feel like you get to a point where you're like, hey, you know what? I'm good. I don't need to do that.
Yeah, like a decade or so, maybe a little more ago, I was like, yeah, you know what? 3-way, just not happening.
I mean, it's still on my bucket list. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think that I'm going to be able to do that and remain married.
You never know. People change in the old age.
I don't know. Have you ever asked her what's on her bucket list?
Ooh.
You may have to enjoy some dick, but hey, 3-way is a 3-way. Get in where you fit in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, maybe she likes the drinking game, the Devil's Triangle.
I was going to say that, but I was like, oh, it feels like it's a little too close to hope right now.
Yeah.
I think you're right, Noah.
That's okay. Either there's going to be signs of light at the end of the tunnel in a month, or fuck it. One of those two things.
I assume we're not talking about the threesome anymore.
No. Okay. We're talking about an election.
Either I'm having a threesome in a month, or fuck it. Bold, Andy, bold.
Sometimes you just have to draw a line.
It's like The Secret. He set a goal, and he's going to make sure he achieves it. That's like The Secret, right?
Yeah, I've got a wish board. I went through a bunch of magazines, like People and whatever, and cut out pictures of hot celebrities. So, you know, I've got like Ryan Gosling and Ryan Reynolds. Basically, just all Ryans. Like, I got a shitload of Ryans up there. I'm like, we're going to do this. We're going to drive that car. It'll be Caitlin, Andy, Ryan and a Phillippe? Ryan. Yeah, well, any Ryan. Any Ryan will do.
Jack Ryan?
Jack Ryan. Yeah, sure. Toss that in here. Either Jack Ryan, you know? Actually, there have been, is there four living Jack Ryans now?
More than two.
Jack's Ryan? How do you pluralize Jack Ryan?
Jack's Ryan sounds like what he calls his dick. Hey, why don't you get over here on Jack's Ryan?
Yeah! Hey,
the sum of all dicks. Oh, my dicks.
God. It frightens me how you both would at the same time.
I mean, that's what you do when someone gets on Jack's Ryan.
No, you just go, thank you, I'm enjoying this.
Is that how you indicate your satisfaction with saying, thank you, I'm enjoying this?
Yeah, oh, thank you. This is very enjoyable. your penis, not your penis, my penis, feels very good in your vagina.
The next time...
Many kudos to you, young lady.
The next time my wife and I are having adult relations, I'm going to say thank you, I am enjoying this. But in like as flat and neutral a tone as Noah just did. Like, that's really good. That's my number one goal.
So, thank you very much.
Speaking of a month... Check back in with me end of the month, and we'll see if it's happened yet.
All right.
Maybe we'll fuck to celebrate. That'd be weird.
Unrelated to any of the stuff we're talking about.
What?
I have no idea why AT&T charges you an upgrade fee when you get a new phone. Like, what are they doing? What are they doing on their side that costs $30?
Oh, man, someone's got to flip a switch or some shit.
No. Yeah, that's the thing, is a computer's got to flip a switch. But, you know, it's... 2018, those computers have got to be paid at least minimum wage.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
Thanks, fucking, Amazon.
Fucking bleeding heart libtards. Jeff Bezos, Washington Post. Food baby killers.
Wait, what?
Food baby killers.
That was a callback to Grace's joke.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I thought it was actually connected to Bezos and Amazon, but no. Tim?
Noah?
Would you agree...
No.
...that the Jack Ryan's like a similar to 24, just tighter?
I only got through a couple episodes. It seems a little bit less intense than 24. Like, it's not like, oh, we're really trying to fucking...
Yeah, wow. I mean, I think that was like a side effect of like needing to like keep your interest for like 24 episodes. I mean, like, really dialed in, like, oh, shit, every episode's going to end on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, it doesn't have. Thankfully, it doesn't have that.
Shit's gonna get real at about 10 till every single hour.
Then it goes down a little bit. Then it ramps back up, and then it goes down. Then it ramps back up.
There's gonna be a lull between, let's say, about 15 to 35 minutes after. Like, you can take a nap, get a drink.
That's the thing. It usually gets really ramped up, like, right at the end of the hour. But then the beginning of the hour, somehow it ramps back down almost instantly.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, the world's going to end. Oh, actually, no, it's not. Wait a minute. Hang on, everybody.
I hit
snooze.
I forgot to carry the one. We're good.
Yeah.
We have not had an overwhelming desire to finish Jack Ryan, so we've only seen the first three episodes.
It was enjoyable, but it wasn't like, oh, fuck, I need to keep watching that shit. Forever. I was just like, I finished it just because I wanted to see what would happen.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, I have tried twice to watch the first episode of Iron Fist Season 2, and it's not bad. I'm just not feeling it. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just read about what happened.
That's what I do. That's why I ask you guys.
If they ever make a Defenders 2, I'll read about what happens.
That's why I ask you guys questions about Daredevil. I'm like, I ain't watching that shit, but if you tell me about it, I will listen.
Yeah. Now, see, I explicitly tried not to tell you about shit.
But I want you to tell me about shit, because I'm not going to watch it.
I can see it. I am aware of that now.
I'll tell you about shit. Shit happens.
It does happen.
Shit got real.
It did get real. Did?
What?
No, just it dude got real.
Oh, okay.
That was not trying to get your attention to something. Dude.
Dude. Me and Tim both saw Venom.
Not together.
No.
But yeah, together.
Not together. No.
It's
homo.
Okay if we did, Tim, because we're friends and we spend time together.
Been, but we didn't.
You saw Venom and then touched tips.
No.
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 Okay.
I was trying to articulate what I mean by it's not like a good movie.
I mean, Rotten Tomatoes already agrees with you on that, so.
But it's
like, I don't think
it's a good movie. Like, it's not a bad movie where you're like, oh fuck, I wasted my time seeing that.
It's the Rotten Tomato score is not indicative of enjoyment you will get from the movie, okay. But it is certainly an indictment of how few Oscars it will win.
truth.
Okay.
I don't know if I said this to you guys, but it's like someone at Sony got the Marvel playbook of how, you know, an MCU movie usually goes, and like, okay, we got the basic thing, but let's fuck it up. And like almost intentionally. And it's one of the, okay, so early on in the movie, it's minor spoiler. Venom, fuck it, Eddie Brock does something before he's Venom to piss off his lady friend, and his lady friend dumps him.
Yes.
And it's one of those scenes that happens in a lot of movies, where, and then like later on in the movie, he's like, hey, baby, we should get back together, because I, you know, but. It's one of those scenes where you're like, yeah, come on, give. You're supposed to think, it feels like the filmmakers want you to think, come on, man, give him another chance. But when you watch what happens, you're like, fuck him and fuck you, of course not. She's supposed to spit in his face and take a dump in his mouth. Like, very few times are you 100% on the side of one or the other in a couple like that.
No, he did a shitty thing.
Yeah, you're fucked. You fuck you. I have no sympathy for you. Fuck yourself.
You go fuck yourself right in the face. I will say, oftentimes they often make the new guy like kind of a jerk. This guy was not a jerk. He was super nice.
Yep. It was the same with the Superman Returns, where Lois Lane was dating some other guy, and he's like, the dude was super nice and even came and saved their lives, and she's still gonna ditch him at the end.
Yep.
I'm referring only to Superman Returns.
Yes, not a bit, but I was just so surprised. There was just like a certain point in the movie where you're just like, wow, these people are very understanding about what's happening right now.
Yeah. I don't care if my wife's ex did have a parasite inside him that would, you know, turn him into Venom. I'd still be like, fuck, you ain't talking to him. I don't care that he needs my specific skill set to help cope with this. No. He gonna die. So what I'm saying is two big enthusiastic thumbs up.
Sounds like.
I mean, it is fun. And there's funny bits throughout it. And Tom Hardy is not phoning it in.
That's good.
I still don't love his voice, though. I don't know why. And the Venom voice. You know what's weird, though? Like, the lines in the movies where Venom's being Venom, and he's like, I will bite off your arms and your legs and you like a little turd. They sound stupid out of context, but in the movie, they somehow work. I don't know why.
That's good, because, oh my god, like, in the trailer, that sounded dumb AF. It was like, oh, no, honey, no.
And even the parasite line, you're just like, all right, sure. I mean, I think after, well, that's kind of towards the end, so I think you're kind of on board. You're like, you know what? You got me, Venom.
Like, you know what? No, I love you.
There's also a turn in the movie that I don't think they explained. Do you know what I'm talking about, Tim?
Yeah. It feels like that's the part of the Marvel formula that I'm like, did they just fucking decide, because?
I felt that way for sure. I was just like, oh, okay.
I feel like the Marvel formula would have set up reasons to make that happen, whereas they're like, this just happens at this beat in the movie, so fucking, it's happening. What? We're fucking a minute and, I mean, we're an hour and 15 minutes into it. It's time for this to happen. What do we do? Not make it happen? Well, we haven't set it up. Fuck your mom.
I mean, I tried to present an argument, but he said, fuck my mom. What was I going to do?
I mean, was I going to not fuck my mom?
I mean, I don't want to fuck my mom, so I guess I went along with it.
I mean, would you fuck your mom?
I mean, I'd fuck your mom. Where are you going? Man, I'm not winning any of these today.
So, yes, I would say if it's kind of like The Meg. Like, it's like, if you know what you're getting in for, it's not going to be a great movie, then you're going to enjoy yourself.
If you're, like, aware that this is going to be, like, warm ass, just, you know, hug the ass.
That's a great comparison. And fitting, because my last movie with MoviePass was The Meg, and my first movie with Cinemini-Aminamina was Venom.
I would say, though, I probably enjoyed Venom a little bit more. And there were certain scenes that were just like, was that supposed to be funny? I don't know. In Venom.
Was it like, I thought that was funny. Am I wrong to think that was funny? Or was it the opposite? Like, was that supposed to be funny? Because, nah.
No, was that, like, there's like a scene where, and I don't think this is really spoiling anything, his lady friend sees him turn from Venom into himself. And her reaction is just kind of funny. And you're like, was that supposed to be funny? Like,
did oh, they okay, said, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Tim?
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
I laughed at that part because you're like, oh.
I was like, oh, that didn't really make me laugh, but all right.
All right. Yeah, fair enough. I think there's other things as well. That was my example. That was not a spoiler.
And the last thing, if you're wondering if this ties into A, Spider-Man, or B, the MCU, the answer is C, no.
Okay.
I mean, I think vaguely, though.
Happy 1-2-3-4, guys. It's 1-2-3-4 o'clock. Happy 1-2-3-4.
Happy 1-2-3-4.
Yay. How vaguely? It doesn't tie in at all.
The
mid-credit scene?
Did you not see the mid-credit scene?
I stayed all the way to the fucking end for no goddamn reason.
Do you know who...
Yeah, I know who that was, but it's not Spider-Man.
No.
Or the MCU.
Right.
Which is what I just goddamn said.
What'd you say again?
I said, if you're wondering if it ties into A, Spider-Man, or B, the MCU, the answer is C, no.
Does it tie into DC, into the Justice? That?
Yeah. Henry Cavill shows up for some reason.
There's a Spider-Man character, though, Tim. There's another... Spider-Man-related character. So not
yes.
directly.
Yes. Is it Spider-Man?
Well, I didn't say directly. I said kind of.
Does that cover A? Yes, it does. Is he from the MCU? That covers B. I'm fucking right. Stop arguing with me.
I say kind of. I'm going to stick with kind of.
I say fucking fuck. Fuck ass. Fuckity fuck.
Although, yeah, I wonder how that's going to happen.
Put that on the DVD box, Venom. Tim Bad Braves. Fucking fuck ass. Fuckity fuck fuck fuck.
All right.
So what I'm trying to say is I miss Tim. And go see Venom.
Wish you could have experienced this together.
Sure.
Yeah, we could have argued about it outside the theater.
Right.
I saw it in IMAX 3D. Thanks, AMC.
I did not.
I was disgusting.
You were disgusting? You were disgusting.
So for whatever reason, especially on like weekends, like it takes forever to get in the theater. And I think what's happening is like people are getting digital tickets now, and instead of you waiting to buy the ticket and print out, you're waiting at the entrance to the theater as they scan the ticket and print out. Like, it's just slow.
Why does it take so long? Seems like it should be like boop, zzz, boop, zzz, boop, zzz.
Well, A, it doesn't always scan right away the first time. B, it kind of takes a second to like scan. I mean, to print out, it's like boop, and it goes zzz, and then zzz. Like, it's just shifting where your people are waiting.
Ah.
Like, as opposed to them like, waiting downstairs. Well, I think there's also people waiting downstairs, but also the shifting that time upstairs as well. It's just, but like, don't show up at the theater right when the movie starts because you will be late.
They should make multiple places where you can scan it and just print out your ticket.
They do, but they're all the way downstairs, and people just go upstairs.
So why wouldn't you scan it first where there's no line? Oh, does it matter if you have a physical ticket or not?
You're no, still it doesn't matter. Line? It's not like you're getting in fast. It's just all one line. And yeah. If you have a physical ticket, don't have a physical ticket, you're still waiting the same line. So, yes, if everyone did that at first and then went up, then it'd probably speed up the process. But people aren't doing that, so... It doesn't really matter.
They should have a separate line for people who don't have their fucking tickets yet, and then maybe that will learn them a lesson.
Like, hope you learned a lesson. I did not miss any of my movie, though, which is the only thing I was worried about. I did miss most of the trailers, though.
I feel like they could just do the same thing with the tickets that they do when you're, like, boarding a plane, and just have, like, a whatever the hell it is, QVC code. Yes, I know, that's the shopping channel. Whatever.
No, they do... It's just I'm not confirming this, but I think the act of getting there, having to scan your ticket, which doesn't happen right away, sometimes you have to do it a couple times, and then printing it is what's slowing things down. Yeah, it's like a little QR code on your phone.
I mean, the act of the printing, like just sidestep that, and like you're walking up, and if you've got a printed ticket, you slap that thing down, and it reads it, and says, okay, this ticket's used now, and the next person comes by with their phone, and swipes their phone across it, and it reads it, and okay, they go through.
So, not doing the printing part anymore.
Yep.
Got it.
Yeah.
Probably a good idea. Will they do it? Probably not. But yeah, so yeah. Anyways, first world problems.
Indeed.
I had to wait 10, 15 minutes for the movie I only paid $20 a month to see. Life is hard.
Yep.
Yeah, when we say go see Venom, we mean if you have one of the things, like AMC Movie Pass or AMC Movie Club or whatever, don't fucking plunk down $13 for that shit.
But, you know, if you want to, maybe you should, because I would like to see what they do with the sequel, kind of.
How did it do opening weekend? Let's crunch some numbers, guys.
Tim, you've seen my gut. I'm not doing any crunches. Not even numbers.
Oh, shit.
Like, really good or really bad?
Well, it seems really good. Hang on. Oh. I thought I saw $125 million, and then now I see $80 million. Venom breaks records. Okay, well, that's got to be good.
The worst opening ever.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Yeah, so Box Office Mojo's weekend estimates say $80 million so far for Venom.
205 million globally. 80 million, says comicbook.com, your source for all things box office. Did you hear that supposedly Lady Gaga fans were writing shitty reviews of Venom so that A Star Is Born would do better this weekend?
Really?
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised you guys hadn't heard about that.
No.
That seems so odd, because it's not like I was on the fence, like... Venom or Star Is Born.
Exactly.
Dude, the New York Times just posted a piece about how the president and his family has been cheating the American taxpayers out of, like, hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga, like, shit, is not even on my radar this week. So far down my list of shits to give.
Every time I try and steer this car, Andy keeps pulling it to the left.
Literally.
Right towards oncoming traffic. Hey, here's the thing about Lady Gaga. That reminds me about Trump. Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm kidding you, Andy. You talk about what you want to talk about, baby.
I'm just saying, like, I'm going to forget this conversation later.
Oh, okay, great.
There's no room in my brain for like some petty shit about Lady Gaga's fans.
Andy, one time while you were sleeping, I rubbed my balls on your face. I just want to let you know now, so you go forget it. So,
I have plenty of cycles left to remember your balls, Noah. Noah, that is one of my most cherished memories.
Hey, Andy, Darth Maul is in Solo. That's not accurate.
Yeah,
he doesn't go by a Darth anymore.
No,
he's just Maul. Like Cher.
Yeah. Like, why is everyone so hung up on titles, man? Why can't we just be who we are? I'm just Maul. You know that means to like heinously wound, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Just like the heinously wound.
I'm opening
wound
up a big shopping center with a lot of different stores inside it, and I'm going to call it Mall Mall. Wait, no, I'm going to put one on a space station. I'm going to call it a Sky Mall. Yes!
Oh my gosh. You didn't do it. You didn't do it.
I just quoted a show I've never seen.
It's a Sky Mall Mall.
Wait, what? This from a show?
When I said, boom, did it! No regrets. That's from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Like a bird in the wind.
Ah. I'm still thinking about the like, Lady Gaga fans.
Me too. Yeah.
No. I just like... It's just some stupid rumor.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I didn't. If you're wondering if I vetted it and sent my investigative reporters to suss this shit out, I did not.
Yeah, I sent like a 3-year-old and...
Yeah, I said, Michael, James, fucking get on this for me, would you?
They came back with some candy. You know.
Well, that's a fucking stick in some dirt. That's not even candy.
Did you even leave the backyard?
That's James was throwing up yesterday.
Wait, say that again?
James started throwing up yesterday. Ooh. That is scary. Because he was throwing up a ton. And I'm like, and he's like, Daddy, why do we keep throwing up? I'm like, fucking, I don't know, dude. What are you doing? You're about to die.
I loved you.
Best part, as soon as he was done, he was like, I'm hungry. Just start chowing down some chicken.
Meanwhile, Tim's standing back like, I think we're going to see a chicken fountain.
Nope, he was fine after that.
All right, well,
something about the strawberry lemonade did not sit with him well. And he was done with the strawberry lemonade after that, that's for sure. He's like, nah, I have water, baby.
Okay, so it wasn't like it was like all day or something.
No. It was just, we went out to eat, and then he's like, he started coughing, and Danelle's like, get him out of here.
Like she knew?
Yeah, she could tell, like, the look on his face, that he's like, he's about to blow, and did he ever.
Oof.
And like it just like it kept happening.
Oh.
Like twice in the trash can, a couple times in the sink, and then he looked at me and said, why am I still doing it? I'm like, I don't know. And then it came out of his nose.
Oh man. Oh, the nose vomit's the worst.
He was not having a good day.
Oh. No one likes the vomit.
Bounce back like a champ.
He's like, oh, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to eat some food. That's so funny. Like, I oftentimes at times after vomiting don't feel great and I do not want to eat anything for a while.
Yeah, that's usually me.
I'm like, you know, I think I may not eat for a day or something. Let's just make sure this is gone.
Later that night, I disrespected a Marshall's bathroom.
I didn't even know they had bathrooms.
I didn't either, but that, we were at a Halloween store and I was like, you guys have a restroom? They're like, no, but Marshall's does. I'm like, well, they're going to regret that decision. I'll be right back.
Having been to a Marshall's, I just assumed all the changing rooms qualified.
I was out yesterday and I couldn't see it, but apparently someone was peeing outside. Like, I was sitting in front of a window and there's people sitting next to me that had a better angle, and there's someone who was peeing. I assume maybe it was like a homeless person, because when I went outside I saw a homeless person, but I could be wrong, could have been anybody. I don't want to assume. Actually,
could have been somebody peeing on that homeless person. And could've been.
I don't
like,
know who
that's
it was.
Why they smell like urine.
But it was just so funny because she's just like, oh, this is terrible. We're not evolving, we're devolving. I'm just like, really? One person peeing on something is devolving?
That's your take stock of the universe, lady.
It's 2018. How have we not all hot glue gunned our urethras closed?
I mean, there could be many reasons that person peed on it. It's not something I would do normally, but I can't say I haven't within the last 10 years.
Sometimes you gotta pee on shit.
Sometimes you really gotta go. There's no other options. Although, granted, we were in somewhere that had a lot of bathroom options, but who knows? Maybe they wouldn't let him use a bathroom.
Maybe he was a street artist.
Unrelated to that, but what you said reminded me. Did you guys hear about the Banksy painting?
Yes, I was just thinking the same thing. So it's street artist. I was like,
So for those who don't know, Banksy's painting was up for an auction, and as soon as it was sold, there's a mechanism in the frame that dropped the painting part down and started to shred it.
Just had a built-in shredder in the frame.
Yes. And I like that Banksy has created such a persona that we have no idea what is what. Like, we know he did it. Was it planned? Was it really the truth? Did the person know? Like, there's so many questions that we will probably never know.
Yeah, it's like, at this point, like, I've heard that people kind of know who Banksy is. But, like, then there's also, like, theories or rumors or whatever that it's actually a collective. Like, there is no one Banksy. Maybe there was a Banksy, but now there's like several of them, and that's how like they get around as much as they do, or you know, have the resources that they do. I'm like, I don't know what to believe. All I know is that somebody put a painting inside of a frame. That fucker got auctioned. It got like well over $1 million and then shredded itself right in front of everybody at the fucking auction house. Like, just somebody knew that was happening right then, hit a button on a remote trigger, and and then, this is my favorite part about all this, the auction house is like, do we cancel the auction because now it's not the thing that we auctioned? Do we re-auction it because now maybe it's more valuable?
I would say it's more valuable. Or possibly.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, because now it's not just a Banksy, it is the Banksy that got live shredded in front of a bunch of people.
Right.
Like, now it's a one-of-a-kind thing. Like, that is the one that he did that to.
It got stuck halfway through. I don't know if that was on purpose either.
So I saw the guys, I saw the video of it, and I couldn't tell if it had just gotten stuck or if it was, like, when somebody kind of walked over to it, if they had unplugged it really quickly.
I mean, that's kind of a cool thing, like, a halfway shredded...
Yeah.
Payday. I'm like, oh, yeah, I would put that on my wall. I would not pay that much money for it. Mostly because I don't have that much money. And if I did, I'd probably spend on other things.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was one time that Banksy was selling like some of his photos for like a cheap amount, like somewhere. I was like, fuck, that would be awesome. He's like, oh, I'll buy that. Like just outside somewhere.
Huh.
Sells artwork for cheap. Is Tim still around?
No, I left.
Okay, sweet.
Leave a message at tone. Beep. This inbox is full.
So it was like Banksy, Tim's GAF.
Banksy street stalls print sold for $6.
That's fucking crazy.
And then they're selling for way over that.
Well, yeah. That's kind of funny because then that means that Banksy is just like, you know what? I'm just handing out money. Here. I've got this thing where I can just create wealth for you. Some money for you, some money for you, some money for you.
But you have to take the chance.
Yeah.
I'm sure some people are like, take a chance,
take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance.
Take a chance, take a chance.
What are you guys doing?
ABBA.
Oh. Take a chance.
If you have some art or a squirty fart.
Yes.
It'll make you cash. Take a chance on Banksy.
No, if
I know, I didn't rhyme it. It sucked.
If,
fuck you.
If you have a squirty fart, do not take a chance.
No, yeah, I fucking could tell you that from last night.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't. Don't worry, I didn't shit myself. But I was like, hey, when we get home, I'm going to destroy the bathroom. And then we didn't leave for a couple minutes. So I was like, this is happening now.
I am destroying a bathroom. Well, I am destroying something.
I'm like, I hope I make it to the back of the store where the goddamn restroom is.
Let's be real about this. Something's got to go.
I'm rest to go.
Something is going to be drenched in a rich, smooth, chocolatey coat of shit.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like if Billy Dee Williams had said exactly what Tim just said, everyone would be like, yeah, Billy Dee, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's in Solo.
Yes, he is. He's also in Adventure Time, and in fact is in an Adventure Time. My son and I were just watching, and I was like, hey, that's Lando from Solo. Not Lando from the other ones, just Lando from Solo.
Wait, has Andy seen Solo yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who was he in Solo? I forget.
What?
He wasn't anybody in Solo.
No.
Andy is conflating two things.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So Billy Dee Williams was not
Billy
in Solo.
Billy Dee Williams, yes, no, sorry.
You're joking.
My brain just completely shut down there. Yeah, no, I started on the right track and then completely just skipped to the other side. Yeah, Billy Dee Williams, old Lando. Childish Gambino, new Lando.
Yes, or I guess Donald Glover. I just wasn't sure. I'm like, was that a cameo that I forgot about or missed?
Donald Glover in Adventure Time, not Billy Dee Williams.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're clear.
Yep. Now that I first muddied things, like Tim muddied that bathroom.
Did I ever?
Yep.
Call back.
No, don't call me back in that bathroom.
Tim, get back here. Clean up your mess.
Nope. Somebody went in the stall after me. I was like, good luck to you, sir.
Goodbye.
Hope you haven't memorized my face.
It's like there's some guys like walking around studying people's faces.
I might have to call this guy out on his shit.
Hey, man, I just want you to know it was like that when I got here.
I should start saying that every time I leave a bathroom.
It was like that when I got here.
Oh, man, what would be even funnier is if, like, you do that after you clean your own bathroom at home. You're walking out, your wife's walking in, hey, it was like this when I got here.
I just moved in, it was like this. I moved in with you, the bathroom was fine. I don't know what to tell you.
And it's fine now. Like, what did you do? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Fuck, now I gotta check everything.
Why you fuck with my mind?
If there's anything that I know, it's that was suspicious. That was fucking shady. What you just said. Is there something taped? Am I gonna pee and like there's just gonna be like plastic? Am I gonna pee on plastic right now?
That's a mean one.
Yep. Oh man, that would have been awful if someone had done that prank last night.
Ooh.
At that Marshall's.
Ooh. I mean, Tim, you could have just wrapped it up and taken it to go.
Oh no! Like, no, I couldn't have. There's
the
no way.
The world's worst water balloon.
Oh god!
Can you wrap this poo up to go, please? I'll be finishing it later.
Oh man. Oh, I had a couple of those last week.
My eyes were bigger than my anus.
Oh.
Anuses.
The what's for dinner?
No, I've heard they're kind of gritty and chewy.
Anuses, the other brown meat. We have good times together.
We do.
We sure do.
We and the anuses.
Making stupid anuses jokes.
Oh, God. I just realized my son's in the living room watching TV, and the cat, like, just fully pushed the door to the office open. So, I've been saying a lot of shit. The wide
about
open
shit.
Door. Yeah, with a wide open door and about, like, 20 feet of air between me and my son's ears.
Is he off tomorrow?
I don't think so.
Wow, now's a good time to know.
Now would be a really good
time.
Take
it from someone who's shown up to a closed school with their kid. You really want to find these things out ahead of time. I'm like, wow, parking is great today.
I mean, if we roll up tomorrow and he's not there and like it's not school, it would just be, okay, back home we go.
Are you working from home?
Well, even if I'm not, Caitlin will be here.
Oh, well, good for you.
That's how that shit works, Tim.
Both my boys are off tomorrow, so I have to take the day off because no reasonable company gives their employees Columbus Day off anymore.
No.
So now I'm like, nah, great, now I gotta think of something to do with you shits for the day.
Yeah, fuckers.
Why don't you have fun spend family time together, Tim. Really bond with each other.
I like it. Sounds suspicious.
Do escape from the room game, but just have them do it on their own.
Dad, that's not escape the room game. You just locked our bedroom.
Figure out how to get out. I'll see you guys a little bit.
I'll give you a hint. When the clock strikes five, all will be opened.
If I see your mom's car coming in the driveway, that's how you get out. Oh, shit. No, I don't know, guys. They were lying about a lot of stuff today. Yep.
You know how they lie, right, Janelle? You know, right?
And then they,
right.
They just went in the room and started fashioning makeshift ropes.
And I don't know, one of them ate the other one's foot. I guess, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. I mean, do I have to tell them not to do everything?
They want to
eat. I said stop. They didn't listen.
Yeah.
What did you want me to do?
Eat the other foot? I mean, at this point, you know, we're already raising a cripple.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I have confirmed he does not have tomorrow off.
Huh. Well, shit in my mouth and call me Shirley.
Oh, but we do have parent-teacher conferences coming up. And I'm going out of town.
To Disneyland.
Is that the same week? No. Yay. Good.
You should have your wife bring your iPad, and you could Skype your way. You'd be like a robot and Skype your way into the parent-teacher conference.
Have you done that, Tim?
No.
Oh, okay. But you thought about it.
Sure. My job is pretty good about letting me be available for such things.
Teacher's like, is your husband unable to be here? Did he not know it was happening? No. I married an iPad, and I would like you if you would respect my life decisions.
Do you know the kind of attachments they have for these things now? Mm-hmm.
Does your husband have 4G? I don't think so.
But he's got the LD.
Mm. He's got that vitamin D.
Gives me that LTE, long tongue experience. This got weird.
I mean, doesn't always. Satan cast if it don't get weird.
This is true. This is true.
Weird and slightly uncomfortable.
Yep. Speaking of weird and slightly uncomfortable, I finished it this morning.
The movie?
The movie. Yep.
It was enjoyable.
No, my secret project, Noah, the thing that I will not name.
It. I finished it.
And soon you'll hear about it on the news.
I did not know it was like a big undertaking that took you a while to finish.
There will be questions. People will wonder, did anyone know that it was planned?
It's kind of like that website you told us about last week.
Unless it's on the news in between my stories of Lady Gaga fans, I'm not going to know about it.
I mean,
that's all I'm following.
For all you know, I'm going to be doing it to Lady Gaga.
You won't be doing nothing to Lady Gaga.
No, maybe Lady Gaga is doing it to me. Maybe that's the culmination of my plan.
You and Lady Gaga aren't doing anything together.
Well, maybe Lady Gaga will be doing it to my wife.
Lady Gaga is coming nowhere near you.
But what about my wife? She's a nice lady.
Yeah, sure. I don't think she's coming near her either.
Well, give me a month. And if it doesn't happen, then fuck it. But yes, it. Yeah, it was good. I really enjoyed the dude who was Pennywise. I was a little worried that it was going to be like somebody trying to do Tim Curry. And this definitely was not that. I mean, wait, that sounds wrong. I'm not worried about anyone trying to do Tim Curry. I mean, if Tim Curry is into it, by all means.
Yeah, ask. Don't just sneak up on him.
Yeah. Don't just be like, surprise, Tim Curry.
All right, well, I haven't seen the new It, so take your word for it.
Yeah, like, there's a whole bunch of shit that, like, you would think that they must have done it with makeup or whatever, but he's just doing it with his face. Like, I watched an interview afterwards, and the dude's just able to do shit with his lips and his eyes. It's like, oh, well. Like, the movie just retroactively got creepier. Because I thought, like, they were, like, CGI-ing the hell out of his face for a while. And it's like, no, the actor was just doing that. Like, no wonder the kids were, like, kind of creeped out the first time that they were filming scenes with him.
Creepy.
Indeed.
Oh, so creepy.
Indeed.
What happened?
You know what was really weird? You'd think a movie like It, which a goodly portion of it takes place physically underground in, like, sewers and dark caves and shit like that. You would think that that movie, like, my number one complaint about it would be, oh, man, like, it really should have been better lit. But this movie was better lit than Solo was. Like, even in the parts where it was supposed to be dark and confusing or whatever, like, they still managed to light it in a way where I was like, okay, like, I know what part is supposed to confuse me, and I know what part I am, like, supposed to be able to, you know, kind of, like, grasp onto and understand. I know which parts of this scene I'm supposed to be able to understand and which not. And Solo was like I had cranked the brightness on the TV all the way up, and my wife was like, is there just, like, a lot of glare? I'm like, no, they just, like, did not turn any lights on. Like, they blew through their lighting budget the first time they shot the movie, and then when they were, like, reshooting the other 80%, they're like, sorry. Everybody get your phones out.
I'm looking forward to the sequel.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Tim, what do you got to say about it?
I'm not looking forward to the sequel.
Oh, man. I got nothing else to say.
All right. We did it. Another week of magic from your friends at Tancast.
Show everyone you love them.
Yes. Yes. And if you're not registered to vote, fucking register to vote.
Yes.
I mean, it may, honestly, I may be too late telling you this. It may be past due by the time you actually hear this.
Are you imputing my timeliness in editing?
No, I'm saying there's plenty of places where the deadline is tomorrow, and there's plenty of other places where it's the day after tomorrow. So even if you get this out, if somebody doesn't listen to the episode right away, it may be too late. Even if they do listen to it right away, it may be too late for them.
Well, yeah, it probably won't be timely. I just want to let you know.
Okay.
Because there's new Doctor Who tonight and probably new Last Week tonight. So I may pause my editing, and that may mean it doesn't happen before I go to sleep. Sorry, Tancast listeners. Oh, I mean, I'm celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. That's why it didn't come out till Tuesday.
Yep.
Sure. Yep. Let's go with that.
Go for that. All right. Well, if you're not registered to vote, that's on you. You know voting's a thing, but I'll be disappointed.
You don't want to make Tim Andy disappointed.
Yeah, that's the one I am.
That guy.
He has a real problem with that.
You know that guy that's on this podcast with me. You don't want to make him disappointed.
Yeah.
Whichever one of them. Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
I mean, they're really interchangeable.
Really, if you think about it.
But not too hard.
Ugly. Tubby. One or more kids.
Side thing before we sign off, we had a bunch of free food at my office this week, and among them, like, we had donuts in the morning, and then, like, we had, like, an Oktoberfest in the afternoon with, like, bratwurst and pretzels and beer and shit, I'm sure. And I told my wife, I'm like, and I lost a pound. She's like, fuck you.
Fuck you in your
day,
face.
And the next day, I did not have anything special at work, and I came home, I'm like, babe, I found that pound.
Apparently, I just left it at the office overnight.
Yep. Good times.
Oh, it made a friend.
Although I think I lost it again last night and somewhere in Marshall's.
I mean, you didn't lose it. You know where it is.
I'm not going to miss it.
No, not that pound. Oh, man.
All right. As always, ending on a classy shit. Ending on some classy shit.
Hey, man, my shit drinks its tea with its pinky out.
That's not even a thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Not,
Tim, it's a thing.
You're not supposed to actually do that. That's not one of the manners of high tea.
I mean, if you're supposed to do it, you do it.
But it's not like, you know, people think that's what classy people do. That's not what classy people do.
Yeah, that's
what people thinking they are being classy do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes you classy.
Yeah.
Makes you a poser.
Yeah, that's what it does.
Anywho.
How many who's?
Four.
Yay, four who's.
Cindy Lou Who. The gal from Monsters, Inc., who turns out to be Boo Hoo. No? All right. Okay. I thought that was a solid joke. Remember, not today, that joke.
This week this week I fucking hate Donald Trump. I hate him enough for two mentions, so double it up.
Double it up and double it out. Never. What should you not trust? Never trust a parasite.
I mean, yeah. They never have your best interests at heart.
Nope. Truth.
They'd be a symbiote if they did.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
They never really explain... I don't know how much of this is spoilery.
Like, what? How the parasites function, what they were doing.
Well, yes, yeah, specifically, but like, I mean, this happens right at the beginning. They can, like, that chick's legs or whatnot are broken, and the parasite, symbiote, whatever, fucking heals them. But yet they are also doing damage to them by being inside them.
Yes.
So how can they do both things?
Oh. Well, they never seem to explain it. I mean, this is getting to
spoil. Yeah,
spoiler.
That's my point. They never seem to explain it.
Yeah, I'm not sure, like, what's going on there.
That's part of the Marvel school of...
Yes,
the Marvel trademark where they left it alone.
I kept thinking, like, oh, they're going to explain this somehow, and they just never did.
Nope. Maybe that part tied into Spider-Man.
Maybe it was,
like, well, we have to cut all that.
Maybe it was feeding on his soul. I mean, life energy.
Well, I don't...
No, they're way more specific than that.
I don't think this is a spoiler, but the parasites or symbiotes are doing something to them, but they never explain why it's doing that to them. And I had a theory, but I was like, but they never got into it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like everything else. Hey, this is a thing that has to happen. The power has to cost the hero.
Yeah, I can see that.
Why? It's right here in the Marvel playbook.
No, that mid-credit scene, it's fucking pretty obvious who that is. Like... Even if I didn't know the character's name, they fucking decided to be like, hey, do you get it? Like, when you Google my name, Google this word too. It'll help.
You know what? Don't tell me.
Nah. I mean, it's not going to ruin. It's not going to enhance or detract your enjoyment of the movie, but yeah, there's no, I mean, whatever. But yeah, don't stay till the end if you're planning on seeing that animated Spider-Man movie.
Fair enough.
I just felt that those credits were interminable. I'm like, when the fuck is this going to be over?
Oh, you know what had just the right amount of credits? Was Infinity War.
Because you're sitting there processing everything that happened.
Yep. Yeah. Well, for me, I'm sitting there helping my son process everything that just happened.
Ah.
Like, that was the exact right amount of time to, you know, explain how superhero movies work and how, you know, like, the actors, when they were done shooting that, they all went home to their families. And like, the universe is still okay, and there's another movie coming out in a year, and yes, we got to wait a year, and it'll suck, but, you know, there's going to be two more movies coming out, and I'm sure there will be a little bit in each of them that'll give us a better understanding of what's going on, or tease something, or who knows. Give us a little hope, I don't know.
And don't worry, Spider-Man 2 and Black Panther 2 have already been greenlit, so we know something's happening.
Yeah, we pointed that out to him, too.
And Guardians of the... Oh, well, maybe not.
Yeah, we'll see.
You don't think... Is a chance it won't even happen now?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, they've fucking postponed it to the point where they're like... eventually all those actors' schedules are going to be too busy. By the way, the latest plan was for Halloween. I'm going to be Captain America, Danelle's going to be Black Widow, James is going to be Spider-Man, and Michael's going to be Winter Soldier. And I was like, the greatest thing is, after Thanos snaps, we can just go out to dinner. But James keeps changing. Switched to The Flash last night, and then Iron Man, and then this morning was Mickey Mouse, and then Supergirl. I'm like, what the fuck, man? At least have some general direction. You're all over the map. No? All right. Fuck me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I will, you. But I still agree with what you're saying.
All right, let me record an intro for this turd burglar.
Okay, but just in case anyone was unclear about this, I will fuck Tim.
Thank you.
Give me a month.